We have partly cloudy skies and 53 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07, and we look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of some of the latest Southwest Iowa news. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reports there appears to be a significant water outage in Northwest Clarinda. The outage affects the area of Country Club Drive and West Walnut Street. Numerous residents are reportedly without water. City of Clarinda personnel and People's Service personnel have responded and are investigating the problem. Police in Red Oak arrested two people on burglary charges late Tuesday night. 34-year-old Russell Donald Walker, Burlington Junction, Missouri, was arrested at around 11:20 p.m. at Highway 34 and K Avenue in Red Oak. Walker was charged with burglary in the second degree and was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $10,000 bond. And 22-year-old James Leroy Christensen, Jr. of Red Oak, was arrested at around 10:40 p.m. Tuesday near North 6th and Knuckles Streets in Red Oak on a warrant charging him with burglary in the third degree. Christensen was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond. Three Eastern Iowa residents, including two teens, were arrested, and a warrant was issued for a fourth person in connection with an investigation into burglaries and thefts which were committed in Stanton beginning in early September. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 20-year-old Ashley Nicole Piercy was charged with accessory after the fact and held on a $2,000 bond. 16-year-old Kenneth Michael Langrebe was charged with two counts each of burglary in the third degree and theft in the second degree. 15-year-old Ridge Allen Weathers faces two counts of burglary in the third degree. All three suspects are from Newton. The two teens were transported to the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs, where they were being held pending a sentencing hearing. Authorities say a warrant was issued for 21-year-old Caleb Michael Schwab of Newton, who faces charges that include two counts each of burglary in the third degree, theft in the second degree, motor vehicle related, and a felony charge of using a juvenile to commit an offense. If you know the location of Schwab, you're asked to contact your local law enforcement agency or the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 712-623-5107. Authorities in Pottawatomie County are seeking tips from the public that might help them solve several burglaries which occurred late last week and over the weekend. Those incidents took place between September 26th and 29th. According to sheriff's officials, a car wash in Avoca was hit twice, once during the early morning hours of September 26th and again during the morning of September 29th. The thief or thieves got away with some change during the first incident, but they were unsuccessful during their second attempt. Last Friday, a burglary at an implement dealership in Macedonia resulted in the theft of more than three dozen batteries. The incident occurred during the early morning hours. Surveillance video shows similar vehicles were present during the incidents, but it's very grainy and not exactly clear if the vehicle is actually the same one used by the suspect or suspects. In addition, a restaurant in Walnut was broken into on September 26th, with a culprit getting away with a bag of cash. A dollar amount of the loss is not available. And a car wash in Minden was broken into on September 26th, just before 6 a.m., but authorities were able to identify and arrest three subjects from that incident about 30 to 45 minutes after it occurred. There were no names released. The Heartland Police Department reports a local teen was charged with harassment and assault Saturday. 17-year-old Ashton McLaren of Harland was charged after officers were investigating an alleged assault on Zane Harris, also of Harland. McLaren was cited for both offenses and released to the custody of her parents. The complaints were then filed in juvenile court. That same day, 44-year-old James Dowling of Wellsville, Ohio, was taken into custody following a traffic stop. Dowling was transported to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated, failure to have a valid driver's license, and speeding. The Harland PD said also that complaints were filed last Thursday against an Avoca woman following an alleged assault. Officers were called to the Stephen Weber residence on the 800 block of Court Street for a reported incident of assault, and following their investigation, complaints were filed by Weber charging 31-year-old Catherine Hayes of Avoca with assault. The complaints were filed with the Shelby County Clerk of Court. And last Wednesday, September 25th, 78-year-old Marilyn Knaus of Harland was taken into custody when officers received a report of a car driving slowly and all over the road. Officers were able to locate the car, and after the traffic stop, Knaus was taken to the Shelby County Jail, where she was charged with operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated. And that is a check of some of the latest Southwest and Western Iowa news on KJAN. I'm Rick Henson reporting.